Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What's good? My name is Chris Dallas, Traveling Anonymous. Welcome back. Thank you for everybody that's been keeping the movement moving and everybody that's been pushing the numbers and running these numbers up, man. I'm really in an exciting part of, you know what I'm saying, what we're doing. And it's like I always talk about these full circle moments. This is definitely one of them. It's rare that you could interview somebody that, you know what I mean, you're a fan of and things that they do. And it's just rare that you could have them right across and doing these interviews with them. And same type of interviews that y'all love. Hopefully, you know, I know y'all going to get a lot of jewels and a lot of gems from this one right here. So do remember that the stories that you hear do not necessarily reflect real life. They're here to entertain, educate, keep your little homie off the streets. It's only entertainment. Please don't get me indicted. My name is Chris Styles. Let's get it. What's up, man?
What's up, bro?
You all right?
How you doing? All is well.
Nick Bucks.
How you
in the
doing?
Building, man.
How you feeling?
Yo, listen. It was a long shot getting you here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you responded, I'm like, oh, yeah, like niggas is down to earth and we could just get to that, the raw stories. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I don't dance around it. When I do these interviews, I like to get straight to it.
Mm-hmm.
But talk to me about the first moment that you felt like, all right, it's up, it's lit. I made it in a sense, if you even feel like that.
Yeah, nah, I feel like I ain't get that feeling yet. You know, I'm like super hard on myself, so it's always like much more to do. So I never really felt like I made it yet. But, you know, I have moments like, you know, for example, being on stage with Dipset at the Apollo, you know what I'm saying, when I was running around with like Jim back in the days, or like Lil Durk pulling up on a session and knocking out a verse for me, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, wife and Lucci taking me, you know, on tour with them on the road to do things. And so I got those moments, but I still never felt like I completely made it.
And who's somebody that you would say pulled up and you were sort of like geeked about? Like, you was like, oh shit, like, all right, this is it. Or do you not like get fanned out at all?
Yeah, no, I haven't had that feeling yet. I mean, I'm a huge 50 Cent fan, so anytime I'm around 50 or shit and shit like that, I be super excited and, you know, about things like that because he like part of the reason why I rap. But other than that, nah, I'd be like, I feel like people respect my craft and they're not there for no reason. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I never be too geeked about anything.
Yo, do you speak about your age or is that, because I know some people be having like industry ages and shit like
nah,
that.
Nah, I keep my real age. I'm comfortable with my age and, you know, like my process and shit like that. So I never have an issue with that.
All right, so how old are you?
28.
20 years old. Mm-hmm. Dog, when I hear your shit, I feel like you've been here before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like, is that something you get a lot?
Nah, yeah. I mean, I was raised right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was raised, I still respect my OGs and shit like that. So, you know, they know a lot because they came before us. So I was able to understand that at an early age. So that's why my music is like that. I'm so advanced and ahead.
Hell yeah. Was your father in your life growing up?
Yeah, 100%.
Moms?
Yep, both parents. They separate. So I stay with my mom in Harlem. That's my Harlem side. And my dad in the Bronx on the weekends and shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you only child?
My mom's only child, not on my dad's side.
You was the baby boy?
Yep, the youngest.
When did you realize that you had an ability? I mean, everybody rapped. I was a rapper. Every dude that I know was a rapper. You understand what I'm saying? When did you know that it's like, all right, hold on, this guy's ability is a little bit different than everybody else's?
I think like when I made the guys before me a little uncomfortable.
Mm.
Like when like my come up, I wasn't like the freshest, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My shit was just raw, natural, you know, like real uncut, like people, like you said, like, yo, he been here before, the shit that he talking is just crazy. And that was happening for me at 18, 17 years old.
Wow.
And when I made like the guys who rap before me a little uncomfortable, not really want to show the proper love and support, that's when I'm like, all right,
I got
it's a little different for me.
Hell yeah, no. So you grew up in Wagner Projects?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All your life?
All my life.
You still live there?
Going back and forth from the Bronx and Harlem and shit.
Yeah. Back and forth, so they knew you basically.
Yeah, so I got two blocks. You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. that's another thing that helped me with my career, because mm-hmm. on the weekend I'm going over there and they into music. So I really got two blocks and I got two different sides supporting me.
At what age would you say you were when you actually, quote unquote, made it, or made it to the people around you? Because that's when people start treating you different, right?
Yeah, I would say like 19.
Oh, so in my mind, mm-hmm. when everybody in the hood is a rapper, like yeah. I said, so you sort of see guys rapping, they 30, bro, mm-hmm. 35, 40, still got that dream, still got that, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? You didn't have that. You was him yeah. at such a young age
yeah.
that you didn't have to deal with, yeah. you know, the dudes that still grinding, still making music, like, damn, yeah. this nigga 35, this nigga yeah. 36, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, And that's a blessing though, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. I always thank God for my gift, cause I could have went through that process of not never figuring it out. So now me being 28, the rest of my life is just basically just, you know, getting the money and setting up for the future. So when I'm 35, I don't have to be trying to put out an album and,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? If I put out an album, it's cause I want to.
Okay, so what do you think about those guys that are like sort of that age and still trying to like rap? Is there like a cutoff point? Is there a point where you kind of like, yo, damn, like, bro, you're losing it? Like,
no, it's never a cutoff point in chasing your dream. But if I mean, a lot of the times when you that age, when you 35, 36, 37, you like you got a lot of responsibility. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
if you chasing a rap dream is getting in the way of reality, then that's when you kind of like, you bugging out,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? But it's never, that could be a passion. You could always record music on the side and put it out, and if something happens, it happens, but you just can't let a dream that's kind of moving a little slow get in the way of reality.
Speaking of a dream,
mm-hmm.
what is one of your dreams?
To, you know, travel the world, like, you know, pretty much everywhere, just be able to see different things all around the world, just different places, eat different food, you know, meet different people and mm-hmm. just see what's out there. And take my daughter with me while I'm doing it, you know, like.
Your daughter plays such a major part
yeah.
in your music.
Uh-huh.
And so talk to everything. Me about when she entered your life. Just some of your songs, just when I hear them, it's just like, you know, you could tell like that was just like a pivotal mm-hmm. moment for you. You know what yeah. I mean? Talk to me about that.
I think it was my first real responsibility.
Facts.
Like, so, you're supposed to take responsibilities real serious, and I don't think I never took responsibilities that serious until she came. So me taking on that role, I love that role. I love the father role. I love my daughter. I love how she's growing up. She's so, you know, sweet, smart, very outspoken, you know what I'm saying? And I think me and her mom do a great job at raising her.
You know? That's gangster. Yeah. Like when I hear your music, it's so much pain.
Yeah.
So much pain in it.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from?
Real experiences, my brother, like just really going through it. My whole process of doing music, me being at the high, the lows, I was still on the block doing this. So me being able to navigate, no stain on my name, just going through the emotions, you know, niggas getting killed, niggas telling, you know, niggas doing this, everything. And me to come out stainless, bro, is just, It just speaks volume. So, you know, I got the right to speak on those things. And since I'm going through them shits in real life, that's the way I express myself, bro. So that's where the pain come from.
What was one of the most traumatic things that happened to you personally?
Me being shot, I could say. But I won't say it was traumatic because I didn't go through the traumatic experience with it because I didn't know I was shot. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know,
how
you
the
know,
hell you get shot?
Yo, bro, we was just, so, what year is this, 2023?
Yeah.
The knife made like 12 years since, that shit happened. Wow. So me and my guys, we was like reflecting on the shit. Mm-hmm. Cause you know, I'm still, a couple people got shot with me. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we still like locked in. So we was talking about the shit and bro, like I got shot in the head, in the back right here. And I dead ass ain't know, bro. Like, honestly.
Not grazed.
When I say this shit, people be like, yo, shut the fuck up. Like, nah, but for real though, shot in the head. I thought I was grazed. I went home, put, you know, the bacitration on the shit. Went to school the next day, bro, honestly. For real, with a full-blown bullet in my head. And didn't find out till like 3 years later and shit. Word.
So it's just lodged in your head?
Yeah, so now it's like, it's a part. Like, it's like the muscle done built around it. You know what I mean? It's a part of me now. But yeah, for real, bro. I ain't even know.
What does that mean to you?
Shit. That's why the name of my label is Here For A Reason. You get what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Because what's the chances of a nigga getting shot in the head and being able to walk it off, bro?
There's like, zero chances.
You get what I'm trying to say? Like, to be able to just walk that up, go home, bandage it up, go to sleep, wake up, go to school. Like, and live the rest of my life till I found out.
Okay, so in my mind, right? Mm-hmm. If there's a shooting on my block, mm-hmm. and there was a possibility I even got grazed, mm-hmm. I don't go to school in the morning.
Right.
Why are you in school? Like, right. Is that a normal thing? Is that?
Nah, I mean, I felt like I was good. Like, it's like, all right, I had a little accident. I ain't dead. I'm not in the hospital. I'm not. So yeah, I'm gonna continue. I'm gonna go to school in the morning and yeah, bro. Yo, this is. I can't make this shit up, bro. Like, I can't. Make this
like,
shit
you would
up.
Have to walk around with the X-ray for niggas to really like believe.
Nah, for sure.
So, do you think like this comes from like beef on your block with like a drive-by or somebody like or
nah,
just
this was
some
shit. This was some goofy shit, to be honest. This was some like wrong place, wrong time. We was like, you know, we was kids. We was kids, right. Everybody having fun, you know what I mean? A lot of energy. And, you know, it went left. And I really be hating to speak on the situation because a girl lost her life in this shit.
Oh, shit.
And I was, like, kind of fortunate to walk away from it. So it's like, I never really want to, like, people always be like, yo, you got a story. Tell a story. Make the, like, but somebody really lost their life behind this shit. Life. So it's like, why would I go around, you
monetize.
Know, just, yeah, bro, like, so, but, yeah, it did happen, though. You know what I'm saying?
Is that something you speak about?
I speak about it, but I really be trying to stay away from it because I ain't, like, you know, like, if you follow me, you know I ain't, like, no clout guy. Like, everything is just, you know, raw, and if you fuck with it, you fuck with it. But, yeah, I speak about it, but I don't like to, though.
But that's, like, the thing, right? So you in an industry mm-hmm. where clout is the god right. for many people.
Yeah.
There are people that make it without the gimmicks, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But yeah. it's rare these days.
Yeah.
How do you still, because I know it must be frustrating. Mm-hmm. It got to be frustrating.
Not really, bro. I think the talent, like, kind of, like, if I wasn't talented, bro, I'd be finished. Like, if people didn't connect with me on a different level, I'll have to do things like that. But being that people connect with me on a different level, like the lyrics and the things I'm talking about, you know, it kind of keep me in the game. I'm always able to like reinvent myself over and over again.
Like, what's your dream collaboration?
50.
Oh, okay, that's the dream.
For
I mean,
sure.
When you be around, you don't try to like hint.
Nah, not yet. Cause it's like every time I be around him, it be love. Like, you know, when they be like, yeah, when you meet your favorite rapper, you don't know how it's gonna be. My first encounter with him was everything that I thought it should be. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of still be like, you know, a little mind boggled that I'm even around. You get
hell
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Well,
now it's funny because you just like such this laid back, you know, chill. Like you never see you above like a 7. You know what I mean?
Right,
like
right.
Even like in the music, you just talking. It's just it's like you talking. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't seem like you get out of. Have you always been that way, or do you think like
yeah,
it's happened to you?
I always been that way. I always been super laid back, quiet. You know, just very observant. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my body, that's me. That's who I am. Like,
what do your parents feel about your success right now? What are the things that you're doing?
Well, my mom, she proud, mm-hmm. you know? My dad passed away and shit. But, you know, he admired my work ethic and everything I did. My dad was like Golden Gloves, he was a boxer. So, you know, his phrase was always like, if I took my boxing career as serious as you took your music career, I'd be like the heavyweight champion of the world.
Wow.
So he was like super proud of me and shit. Yeah.
How did that impact you and when did that happen?
2021.
That's recent.
COVID.
Wow.
Yeah, he died from COVID and shit like that.
And how did that impact you?
It impacted me a lot because, you know, I kind of miss my dad. You know, like, he was super smart, yeah. Like, super knowledgeable. He knew, like, all this woke shit that people want now. Like, this would be an era for him because he been on this, like, juicing and not eating pork.
Yep.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was super ahead of all this shit. Like, right now, social media for him, if I was to get a camera and just record him, he'd probably have 1 million followers and shit.
Well, he was that in tune.
Yeah, he was too in tune.
It's crazy because, you know, I lost my father too in like 2019. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was like the first person I wanted to impress in life. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Sort of like we had a good relationship. You know, I don't think my father was perfect, but, you know, we really did have a good relationship. And I feel like it's not until you have children that you understand your father.
100%.
You know, because you used to be like, yo, dad be bugging. Like, I used to be like, yo, why?
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, why my dad act like this? Or, like, sometimes I tell the story a lot. Sometimes my mother would talk and my father wouldn't say nothing. I'd be like, what's wrong with this dude? Like, and then I grew up and had a family of my own, you know what I'm saying? But what were some of the things? Would you agree with that? Like, when you say, you became a father, you started to understand your father.
Yeah, no, because my dad was always trying to save me from the world. Like, just, or I wouldn't say save me from the world, but just put me on point about, like, you know, what's coming and shit like that. And you want to do that with your kids. You pass that shit on. You just want to always put them on point and just keep them, like, on their toes about this fucked up world and shit like that.
What's a regret that you have about any of this?
Man. I don't have any regrets.
Not one?
Nah, I can't regret anything, because look how it turned out, you know, like, nah.
What can you say about
that? I can say this, I regret not believing in myself more early on, because I would have prepared myself for like, I feel like I should have came in and shit a little more bossed up, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't take the time out to, you know, really find out about the music business and the game. I was kind of just rapping, not knowing how far this shit could go or where it's gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only thing I could say I regret, is just not preparing more, just getting myself ready and shit.
Yeah, you had this one line that everybody telling me I'm one of the ones and I'm starting to see it. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, you had this point where it's like, hold on, like, if everybody's believing me, like, why am I not?
Yeah.
Thinking the same way, you know, you're thinking. Do you have like a deal right now? Are you like signed? Or are you like?
Nah, see, I'm independent right now. I just dropped a project with Monarch Music Group. We dropped my last project, The Blessed and Magic Joint, on there. But other than that, nah, like, that's even that situation is like a independent situation. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that that's the way to go, or do you think you gotta eventually go major, get that exposure, and, you know, do those things?
I mean, it really will work for you. I'm a project baby, bro, and I should just get the money. So it's like, if a major gonna give you the money, go get the money. Fuck all
that. Hell yeah.
Yo, I don't be understanding that shit. Niggas be like, yo, nah, go get the money, bro. It's music, bro.
Yeah.
It's music. Yeah. Go get the money. What you?
I agree. Yeah. But everybody gotta be like, yo, you know, I'm fully independent. I did it on my own. You know what I mean?
That's cool. That's cool. I had my phase of that.
Yeah.
I had my phase of
that. You grew out of that quick.
Yeah, I had my phase of that. I think everybody had a phase of, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you were a kid
with
your parents. I don't need nobody. Mm-hmm. So everybody go through that. But it's music, bro. If you got these people who want to invest in you and give you some money because you talented and they like what you do,
why not?
Get the money, bro.
What's something you hate about the industry that you can honestly say is like, I hate this part about it. I know it's part of it, but I just hate that.
Man, 90% of it, just, you know,
you said
I'm a real dude, bro. Like, I'm a real dude. So it's like, when you tell somebody you're gonna do certain things, like, I expect you to come through. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, and it'd be shit like that. Just to just not being on the same page with a lot of people, you know. But you gotta understand that everybody don't come from where you come from. Mm-hmm. They don't got the same morals, values, and principles. They don't grow up the same way. So mm-hmm. you gotta learn to understand that about people. You get what I'm saying? And that's the music industry for me.
Almost feel like you gotta be like fake. Like you gotta turn it on. You gotta push the fake button and just play the game. You know what I'm saying?
Once you, somebody told me that. Once you get that part down packed, you're gonna be all right. Cause I still wear my emotions. I'm like, fuck. I'm calling this nigga, he ain't pick up the phone. Yeah. He act like he don't see me DMing or he, like, you get in your bag about shit. Hell but you gotta remember, like, these ain't your friends. They ain't grow up with you. You gotta play the game.
Yeah. Mm. Hell yeah, what's it like, you know, collabing with like a Dirk or like even having like a CeeLo on a record? Like, man, that's like CeeLo on a record. Like, that's one of my favorite. Sure. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't even know what would make you even know to tap in with a nigga like him. You know what I mean? I wonder what would make you tap in with a nigga like CeeLo.
So with CeeLo is, I'm a huge fan of R&B. I fuck with like R&B music crazy. But I kind of, like when I was creating the album and shit like that, I kind of used the DJ Khaled kind of formula. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all Khaled albums, he'll go get like an Anthony Hamilton, he'll get a John Legend.
Somebody.
So I kind of went with that formula. When I did the lyrics for that song, I'm like, yeah, this shit needs something soulful. So I thought of Anthony Hamilton first, and then I'm like, I ain't cool. What about CeeLo? Mm-hmm. I see what CeeLo did with Loaded Bases, with Nip. With the Tears
record.
Of Joy,
yep.
Shit like that. And I wanted to bring that shit to my shit.
Hell
and
yeah.
We made it happen. I was able to go down there and kick it with him. And
he
even told, like, yeah, I got the footage on my page when he like, yo, man, you brought me back somewhere I ain't been in a long time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mind you, when we think of him, we think of those records.
Right.
And he thinking like, damn, I ain't been in.
I ain't been in a while. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so like with like the Dirks of the world, sort of like people around your age group or something like that, what is it like collaborating with somebody like that? Well, what's his work ethic like, or what can you say about, you know?
Yeah, I mean, see, I got with Dirk like right before he like got the Drake shit and went like super big.
Oh shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like even when we shot the video, you see Vaughn in the video, shit like that. So he was like still, you know, putting Vaughn on and still putting like the OTF crew together, the rappers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But to see him come up like that was just like crazy. And I was rooting for him because Dirk came to the hood to record the verse. He pulled up in the stool, knocked it out for me, didn't charge me nothing, cleared everything, did the video for me, didn't charge me for the video. So it's like, you don't get no better than
that.
It's a real
like
one.
That?
It's a real one, for sure.
I be thinking sometimes, I don't know, like they don't be knowing like their peers or like other people that's really grinding and really, you know, putting out. You never know who's watching.
Yeah, 100%.
That's one thing. You never know 100%. Who's watching. So when I hear stories like that, it's like, nah, these dudes is tapped in. Like they coming through, they showing love, they doing.
For sure. I'm big on like paying for features is not really my style at all. Like I ain't, I'm not handing you no money for no features, bro. And like my Neighborhood Hoes project that I dropped, I got G Herbo on there, I got Lil TJ on there, like Benny, you know what I'm saying? Like all these guys, Sue Surf. Cause they fuck with me, bro. Like it's just a real genuine relationship. All the records were able to come out. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's just real. Like that's what let me know what I'm doing. Is I keep going with the shit.
Yeah, and they don't bullshit on your records either.
Yeah, for sure.
Benny ain't bullshit on that. Yeah. You know how they like, you know, I gotta go do this little quick thing. Ain't no bread, so I'ma just give him a quick. Like he came to play. You know what I mean? And I be thinking sometimes too, because you rap, it's like you don't want a nigga to come on there and you just really dance on the shit, and then they come through and try to do some little passive, and it don't work. You know what I mean?
That's what happens when you pay a nigga for a feature, though. When you pay somebody for a feature,
respect not there.
It's more like this is a bag. Here you go. But when they doing it because they fuck with what you got going on, they gonna try to burn you because they like you. They like what you do. So they gonna try to chew your head up. But when it's a bag, when it's money involved, it's business, it's a play. All right, here you go.
What's something you love about your life right now?
Being a dad.
Damn. Yeah. That's official.
That's the best part, yeah.
I'm a new father right now. Mm-hmm. My son is about to be 8 months. And this shit is
Congrats, bro.
Thank you, brother. Mm-hmm. It's hard though, bro.
Yeah, I mean that part gonna end soon.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Get 1-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, bro. I did it. I woke up in the middle of the night.
Every day,
did my bottles, food. Did,
oh my
and then
god.
We didn't do the microwave. We kind of did the old school way of the stove. So I had to sit over
I'm
the stove.
The pot.
Oh yeah, you gotta sit over the pot, wait till the shit heat up.
Make sure he don't like this bottle. He don't like this formula. He don't want to do this. It's just hard, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, son. Yeah, and I feel like that's a part like people don't really be talking about having kids. I hear you talk about it.
Right.
Like if I ain't having kids, I'll be like, damn, he's so tapped in with his family. You know what I mean?
100%.
But I just love the fact that that's such a part of your brand.
Yeah.
You look at the album cover. It's such a part of your brand 100%. That we don't get to highlight, I think, so much. It's starting to happen more and more, but you don't really see all of these fathers and, you know, Father's Day's coming up. You know what I mean? What you got planned?
I don't know, man. I'm going to just probably chill. Hopefully spend a day with her. I don't know. I should relax and just... But I probably want to spend Father's Day. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. Me and my dad used to go fishing and shit, so I might do that.
Wow.
I don't know. Something. I'll think about it.
I think that's the ill joints, too, is when you could relive those moments, especially because we lost our fathers. It's like, I took my son to Coney Island yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something my dad used to do with me. You know what I mean? So we could relive those sort of moments as fathers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's something that you want to accomplish as a dad?
Man, I want to be at a college graduation. I think that's like a huge accomplishment, just being at the college graduation. Even if she don't want to even do that, you know, just her accomplishing something that, you know, makes her happy, that'd be an accomplishment for me because, you know, I'm involved in her life and helping and seeing where she goes. I know I'm going to play a big part in it. And also just travel the world with her. Just I want me and her to just be able to see everything. I don't want to see it myself because I got somebody else here in the world with me that should be able to see everything too. So yeah, that's definitely on the bucket list of achievements.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Did you go to college?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. So is part of you sort of like trying to see her do something maybe you wanted
that
to
that I didn't do?
Yeah. Well,
just get the experience because I didn't get a chance to experience it. So I'll be able to go to college through her.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Cause I remember we were speaking, and you know, even before you came here, you were still in Harlem.
Yeah.
You know, still on the block.
Yeah,
you know, chilling.
Yeah.
One, what does it mean to you to be embraced by your community so heavily? Like I watch you shoot your videos.
Mm-hmm.
Your videos is in the hood.
Yeah.
These people is around. You can tell you comfortable in there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? You shoot the block freestyles.
Mm-hmm.
They got the mic. You in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What does it mean for you to be one embraced by that community, and what does it mean for you to leave?
I feel like I've been there so long, it's like kind of all I know. I know me being there that it needs work, right? And I kind of like take on the responsibility of trying to, you know, be the one that clean things up and, you know, like kind of like see some of the wars that's going on, you know, because I love my block so much, I'm tired of losing people and shit to whatever's going on, right? So I just feel like I take on the role of just trying to like be there so people could see me more and be like, yo, shit, we see bro right now. He might be in Miami tomorrow doing some other crazy shit or just some dope shit, just some.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to see me and knowing I was here yesterday and left to go do that, it should motivate people to want to do the same thing. But on the other side, it's not the safest thing to do. You know, you still got people who jealous and envy and don't want to see you do good. And we see like we see what happened with Nip, you know, just being so heavily involved in the community, and it's always just somebody, you know what I'm saying, out there who don't fuck with you or what you stand for. So that shit is dangerous playing the block, and I wouldn't recommend nobody to do it, but it's just something I gotta work on and eventually transfer.
Fire. Because it's just like this reminiscent thing, especially in the hip hop community, right? That everybody, all the rappers is dying in their hoods.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Because
they ain't want to leave or because they was just tied to it. And, you know, it seems like you have a really, like, a real good camaraderie with, like, people in there. So I don't feel like you there beefing and this
kind of thing. Nah, my energy is a little different when I'm out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I ain't chasing that. You get what I'm saying? Like, a nigga ain't no bitch or... I ain't gonna back down from no situation, you know what I'm saying, that come to me, but when you chasing that shit, it's a little different, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't chasing that shit, I'm really on cruise control, I gotta make it home to my baby,
yeah.
I'm on some, I ain't trying to kill you,
right?
hopefully you ain't trying to kill me. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, and that's the part so that's, like, that's the ill part. Because yeah. it's hopefully you not trying to kill me. Because
sure.
I could not come with that and you got nut people that's crazy.
Yeah.
That just come through and just be on some, you know what I mean, whatever shit. So you know, just you already said you're working on it.
Nah,
so it's just
sure.
like, you know, it's just something to think about, you know.
I definitely you know, you gotta keep the fine line of like a kind of seriousness too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just so nigga won't like get it twisted or mm-hmm. you get what I'm trying to say? Like,
mm-hmm.
so being in the hood come with a lot of energy too, bro. Like a lot of like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and keep you in tune though.
Yeah.
You know the latest slang,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? You got the vibe, your bop is still, you know what I mean? Like when we hear the music, it translates so perfectly because technically you did.
Right,
you're
right.
around them, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
What's sort of something that changed for you, like, once you made it? I mean, I'll be real with you, you made it. You might not see it that way, but everybody around you, they see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the truth.
Right.
You know what I mean? So what was something that you felt shifted once you became that figure, especially to your hood?
I think people listen more.
To you?
Yeah.
Even though you're young?
Like, yeah, it's like, because why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you listen to a nigga who figured it out? You always want to hear what a nigga who figured it out got to say, like, no matter what level he figured it out on. You know what I'm saying? You got to want to hear what he got to say. So I think that's what changed. I think people listen more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or...
What do you think, or who do you think saved your life? I ask that because I feel like at some point in our lives that we always knew that we could have been going in a completely different
direction. I gotta give credit to God first, 100%. Like, none of this shit is like, man, I can't even stress that enough. Like, for real. Like, God is real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
But, and my kid, that's it.
For sure. Like, who's that that you wear on your pendant?
My niece. Yeah, she died from cancer and shit.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. second verse, you know, I was telling her how I was rocking the shows and she was telling me how she was finishing chemo.
Mm-hmm.
That's real, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just watching her, can you speak on that situation?
Yeah. I mean,
you watching her just, you know.
Yeah, she like one of the strongest little girls I know. Me and her had a good relationship because we kind of grew up together. We not that far apart in age. You get what I'm saying? So we kind of like grew up together. I'm probably like, God, but like, what, 5 years, five years or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of close in age. So it's like if I'm nine, she's four.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still a kid. So that's my little sister, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So when she got sick and shit, she was like, you know, still like my biggest fan. She's younger than me, so she keep me in tune with like little young shit.
Yeah.
We still got that little sister brother vibe and shit.
Wow.
And you know, as I start getting like more on with the music, I used to come tell her about what's going on. Yo, look, I just did this. Ooh. But she probably just was in chemo all week. She's finally at the house.
Crazy.
And this is our time to kick it. Cause I never went to the hospital. I never ever, one time went to the hospital to see her. Not once, like her whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I never ever seen her in the hospital. This her time at the house and shit like that. So I pull up on her, I kick it, I tell her what's been going on. And she let me know, like, yeah, my fucking body hurt. I just had to do this. I'm losing my fucking hair. Yeah, so that shit used to be crazy.
How'd you find out that she passed?
I was there. She passed in the house. So I remember she, like, cause she had like the machine. She was on like the machine. I remember like being in the living room, probably on my phone. Ooh. I go to the bathroom. And then my stepmom knocked on the door, like, yeah, son, she's not breathing.
Wow.
So I'm literally on the toilet getting this, like, the information that my niece in the next room dead and shit. So yeah, I get up, I go in there and I look at her and So I was there when it happened.
How do you think that has affected you, has affected your career, or if you think, you know, it has affected your career in any way, or just you on a personal level?
I mean, I think I never really got a chance to go through it.
Really?
Like, I never really, 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 really got a chance to go through it. Like, there's times I sit back and I think about it, like, damn, that was crazy. But I never really got a chance to, like, go through it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I always was on a run, going, running. So I never really got a chance to go through it.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sometimes it's
it's important, you know, that we just like get a chance to sit down and really just let life happen. Because if we keep happening in life, we keep going after it, you know, especially with you and your sort of lifestyle, there's always something going on. There's always something you could be doing, or you know what I mean? But just that moment of silence sometimes is ill, you know what I mean?
It could
really, because you don't want it to come out in other ways, you know what I mean? Sometimes we be like having shit bottled up and wondering why you spazzing, you don't even know why you spazzing type shit, but you know. It was another one of your lines that stuck out. You said, you did everything I thought you would, but fuck it though, I still got you. What was you thinking about when you wrote that? And who was you talking to?
I was just speaking in general, just on friendships, relationships, whatever the case may be. It's like, you know, when you put an expectation on somebody and like, yo, this person and never. What? Never. And then they do it.
Then
they do it. And that's what that really was. It was just speaking through, you know, experience and people, relationships, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes I don't feel like your lines are just full of a bunch of punchlines, but you'll just say some shit that is just like, yo, like dead ass, you know what I mean? That, you know, and so like, what's next for you? What do you have coming up, or what you're going to be working on, or what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, now, I record every day. I'm still in the studio every day. So, you know, I'm currently, you know, trying to fix up the situation for the next release. Just, you know, see who energy gonna match mine, and then we're gonna move forward.
Anybody that you've been working with that's gonna say, or you gonna hold up?
Yeah, I'm gonna hold up. I'm gonna hold up. Yeah, because I definitely got some shit on the way though.
I'm surprised.
I'm trying to top the last one, so you know what I'm on.
On time.
Sure. Yeah.
I think I seen Joe Budden had us shouted you out, and how'd you hook up with Hitmaker, Young Bird?
Yeah, me and Bird got the same business partner. Shit like that. So, mutual guy, and when me and him got together, you know, it was just music at first, but we ended up building a brotherhood. So, yeah.
What's sort of a surprising brotherhood or a relationship that you built that you could never believe? He's like, yo.
No, definitely Bird, because that came from left. I don't know how we would never cross paths. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like in a different lane.
Yep.
I'm a street rapper, kind of.
Yep.
You know, he do hits for the ladies, like just bring them vibes. So it's like an awkward connection, but
it works.
We connect. Yeah, like it works. It works.
Fire. I was wondering, I'm like, I wonder how, you know, this sort of connection happened. So for somebody that wants to, you know, there's a kid watching right now, bro. This is somebody that's tapped in, they looking at all your content.
Yeah.
And you know, they probably want to be like you or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
What's something that you would tell like a up and coming rapper or somebody coming up that wants to sort of make it in rapping? What's something that you would tell them that could sort of help them or push them in the right direction?
I would say like, you know, just stay consistent and never quit, never give up, always be yourself, be authentic to you and who you are. Figure it out, try your best to figure it out, learn, study, you know what I'm saying? And this shit like, easy to kind of get on now. So if you do play your cards the right way, you can make it happen for sure.
Yeah, because I mean, like, it's crazy. You're 28 now, and I'm looking at some of your older content. You could literally watch you grow up.
Yeah, yeah.
In all your content, it's like when you say stay consistent and never give up, it's like I'm literally watching you grow up and get older and still on the grind and still. Because people be thinking, you know, this shit happened overnight.
Nah, for real. You gotta think about how that feel for me watching that shit, like from, cause I can remember that time. I can remember what was going on at that time, what war was going on, what the fuck I had to do this to navigate this way. Like I'm watching that shit and I'd be like, oh damn, that was a crazy time right there.
Yeah.
But so that should be dope for me to watch that. It's mad people that's gone, that's not here no more, dead, locked up, all kind of shit. So that should be dope for me. And that's another thing I tell up and coming rappers, yo, record all that shit, like
record it,
videotape that shit, shoot videos, content, cause you gonna wanna look back at that shit, like for real.
Wow, hell yeah.
Man.
I mean, when it comes to actually making content and stuff that's digestible for your audience and stuff like that, it's just so important that it's just like authentic, cause people could tell, they could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, people aren't that stupid. Like, you be like, oh, everybody's dumb. It's like, no, they're not. They're watching you, they're paying attention to you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's important that you just let it translate and just be that, you know what I mean, raw and authentic self. What's something that people don't know about you that they would never guess about you?
Oh, man, that shit. It's a bunch of shit. I gotta post more. I gotta let people know. But yeah, like I like the joke. I'm like super. I love like funny shit. Like
yeah,
I love
cooking.
See
that. I don't see that.
Nah, I know. That ass. Yo, look. If I had, like, I was telling my man the other day. Like, yo, if I had a camera, people would fuck with me way more.
Yeah.
Like for real though. Like if I recorded the shit that'd be going on or how I think or just people would fuck with me way more. So I definitely got to get better with that. Like that aspect of it.
Yeah, just like let people document see another side.
Yeah, 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 yeah. 100%.
It's not just like the war stories too. It's like, yeah, all right, this nigga got personality too.
Right, 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 100%.
Like that shit translate, yeah, even more.
Yeah.
What's something that you want to do musically that you haven't done yet? And what do you think is stopping you from making it to that next level?
I just feel like, really, honestly, I just want to put out more music and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I want to do. I think my pace and how everything's going for me is just how I want it to go.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think that, because when it do hit, it's going to be like, you know, I'm going to have my moment. It's going to be a crazy moment. So I just want to put out more. I just want, like we were just talking about, so people could get to know me more, different sides of me, different, you know, lyrics and hearing me in a different space and shit like that. That's it. That's all I want. Like,
if you could go back in time and tell your younger self something, what would you tell yourself?
Shit. Man, you gonna be all right? I think I used to panic when I was younger. I know that I didn't want to go to college. I didn't fuck with school like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I didn't want to go work 9 to 5. I know I didn't want to work for nobody. You're going to be all right. You're going to, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. Stay focused, you know what I'm saying? And you're going to be all right. Or
this is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles. Let's get it. Yo, love, bro.
Love, bro.
Love, yep. Love, love, yeah, man. Thank you, man.